Chapter 3, Adam and Eve. Even in my youth, I had doubts about the story of Adam and Eve. How could the first man and woman on earth be man and wife? Did they actually have a wedding? Who performed the ceremony? Were cavemen a figment of mankind's imagination? How could the church blame original sin on Adam when it was Eve who first ate the forbidden fruit? How could two people populate the earth? Wasn't inbreeding a problem? All these questions were brought about by the traditional Christian interpretation of Adam and Eve, a premise I refer to as the poof theory. I'm not trying to say that the God of the Holy Bible is incapable of creating a man or anything else in an instant. However, it is obvious that some things the authors of the scriptures assumed to have been done in an instant were not. And one of the things that did not happen in an instant was the creation of man. According to the poof theory, on the sixth day of the time in which God was creating the heavens and the earth and all its inhabitants, he decided to create man. On that day, God simply took dust from the ground, formed it into the shape of a man, breathed the breath of life into its nostrils, and poof, we have man. The poof theory is based on scriptures written by a man or men who did not have enough knowledge to understand the complex system by which our creation took place. If the authors of these or any other writings were inspired by God, it must have been a spiritual inspiration. The Bible says it is our spirit that is in God's image. In John 4:24, Jesus Christ is quoted as saying, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." Is one's interpretation of spiritual messages limited to one's level of knowledge? Did scripture authors write verbatim, or did they write according to what they knew? Did God really inspire men that sickness was caused by demons? Did scripture authors write according to the customary belief? Perhaps they wrote according to their own level of knowledge and understanding at that time. If it were the belief of the people that demons caused sickness, then when Jesus cured a man, of course people would think he had cast out said demons. For today's student to believe in Scripture, they must believe that Scripture authors wrote according to their own personal level of knowledge. Such would explain the never-ending chaos over biblical interpretations. Did the author of Scriptures consider themselves inspired by God? Or was it later in history when religious leaders labeled some writings as having been inspired by God, and others as not? According to Scripture, God created man in the same way that he created the rest of the animals on earth. God formed them from the earth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul writes about the first man, Adam, and the last Adam. The first Adam being the Adam from the Old Testament, and the last being the Lord from heaven, Jesus of Nazareth. Paul describes the first Adam with adjectives such as earthly and natural. He also writes of celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. Celestial bodies are those from heaven, and terrestrial bodies are those from earth. When Genesis speaks of Adam as being created of the earth, the reference is to the flesh body of Adam, or shall we say Adam's terrestrial body. All animals on earth are terrestrial bodies. All terrestrial bodies came from the earth in a slow, natural, evolutionary process. This would indicate that, as Paul wrote, Adam did come about in a natural way. The name Adam is derived from the word Adama, which is Hebrew for the word earth. Genesis 5:2 states, "Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created." Note that according to the Holy Bible, at the time when God created the first man and woman, he called their name Adam. Does this passage answer my question about Adam being blamed for original sin when Eve ate the fruit first? At the time of her sin, the woman's name was Adam. According to Scripture, it was not until after they sinned in the garden that the man named his wife Eve. Genesis 3:20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve. The church assumes that Adam was the first man on earth. Could this be a false interpretation? Was Adam the first man on earth, or was he the first human on earth whose spirit was that of the Son of God? In Luke's lineage of Jesus, Luke 3:38, he refers to Adam as Adam, which was the Son of God. What if human beings had been around long before God entered the spirit, which we refer to as the Son of God, into the flesh body of Adam? This would explain why there were two accounts of the creation of man in the first two pages of the Bible. The first one speaks of the creation of human beings, while the second speaks of the creation of Adam. It would appear that Adam came about at a time when mankind had already advanced to the point of living in pairs as man and wife, had already developed working languages, and was at very least on the brink of civilization. Therefore, one might ask, who exactly was Adam, and why is he so important in the Holy Bible?